On the phone, I would like to welcome Sean Wire, singer, writer and producer from the UK. Sean was a member of Out of the Blue, Oxford's all-male a cappella group from 2016 to 18, which we have talked about several times over the years. Since 2019, he has been on solo path and also as the singer of the group Advance to Go. And in addition, Sean has recently produced several music videos. Among other things, we would like to talk about that in a moment. Hello, Sean. Thank you that you have taken time for us.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very exciting.
So you are not in Oxford anymore. Where are you now?
No. So now I live in London. I am just looking out over a lovely London sunset in Angel, which is in North London. I spent the last year living in South London, so I'm just getting to know the city. It's very busy, very fun. There's a great gay scene here as well, which is fantastic.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, on YouTube, you can find some of your songs from other singers you sang on your channel. Actually, we have already listened to one of them before. How and why did you choose these songs?
Well, I've always played piano. That's what I started playing and, you know, singing with piano. And I suppose they were just songs that I liked at the time. It's sort of how I started off with music, doing covers of things. Mm-hmm. So it was always a nice thing for me to do, was to record them and practice recording, practicing performing stuff. Just songs I liked at the time, really.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber also started with some covers on YouTube, you know, right?
Yeah.
So you know what
Hopefully
to do next.
One day I'll be the gay Justin Bieber.
That's yeah. Let's hope the best, of course. But you have now a new project, and what's this about?
Yeah, so it's super exciting. I've always been a songwriter. I've always enjoyed writing music, and obviously in the past I've been in various groups, but during lockdown I was on my own a lot. It wasn't possible to start a new project with other people just because of lockdown. We could have done it over Zoom or something, but we, you know, it's hard to do that. So I decided to start my solo project, which I've always wanted to do, and I wrote some songs during lockdown that I felt were really personal and you know, strong songs that spoke about me personally very well. So I thought this is a great time to start doing some solo work.
Mm-hmm. So you already released one of your songs, but there are more coming up?
Yeah, so I've already released my song, my debut single, You Don't Get to Call Me Baby, which is a song sort of about my coming out and my finding my confidence, finding my feet, a proud queer person, which was really exciting. I really enjoyed releasing it and it's gone super well. So definitely have a listen to that one. And I've got my next single coming out on the 6th of November, hopefully, if all goes to plan. So hopefully you might get to hear that when that comes out as well.
Okay, yes, but You Don't Get to Call Me Baby, we will hear right after this interview, that's for sure.
Yeah, brilliant.
I read that you have been involved in the production of several music videos lately.
Yes, so the video for You Don't Get to Call Me Baby is out, actually, so that's exciting. And then I will have more videos for another single, and then hopefully another video coming out in January as well. I don't want to say too much about them because you know, don't want to give any spoilers away, but
yes, of course.
I spent sort of a month or so, the whole of August, recording video content and stuff, so I'm really super excited. You know, I'm doing some dancing, got some makeup, some sparkle, all that sort of good stuff. So I'm really excited for people to see those.
Sounds really very exciting. Let's hope we can see that as soon as possible, and in your plan, of course. Let's play right now one of your songs. We already talked about it. You Don't Get to Call Me Baby. What is it about that song in particular?
So this is really about my journey into being a queer pop artist. Before I came out, I was sort of, you know, quite shy and quite quiet and not very confident in myself. And I used to care a lot about what other people think about me. So the song is now talking to someone who wants a relationship or something like that and saying, you don't get to call me baby. You don't get to be a part of my life until you treat me the way that I want to be treated and you respect me and, you know, I get to be myself around you. So it's really a resistance to this idea that, you know, as gay people, we should hide ourselves away, or as queer, you know, queer people generally, that we should hide away from people. And it's saying, you know, we should accept ourselves, we should be proud of ourselves, and we should only let positive people into our lives that accept us for how we are.
Excellent. Yeah. Despite of this, it has a very catchy sound, let me say.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's got to be catchy.
Yeah. You know?
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you're sure, sure. Thank you so much for your time and all the best for you.
Thank you very much.
I spoke to Sean Wire, singer, writer and producer from the UK, and here we are with his song, You Don't Get to Call Me Baby.
Hallo, ich bin Sean Wire und du hörst Schwule Welle im Radio Dreieckland.
Oh, happy goodie.